Sagt the Mishnah Vayit, Masechtas Bava Metziah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vav. You know, sometimes you want to do someone a favor and you're not really doing him a favor. You think you're doing him a favor. And that's why a person needs Das Torah. He has to learn. You have to understand. You need Hadracha. We can't always do what we think is right. We have to do what the Torah tells us is right. For example, someone gave me Peiros to watch. Peiros is Tvua. I say, no problem, I'll watch it. And I look at it and I say, the mice are getting to it. It's getting moldy. It's going down in value. I know what I'll do. I'll do him a favor. I'll sell it. This way, whenever he comes back, I'll say, here's the money. If I waited, it would have been worth far less or maybe nothing. Am I right or am I wrong? And the answer is like, with most things in life, there's no right or wrong. It depends. You have to learn the halachis. And there are three possibilities. If I come back, let's say, after 6 months, and I check out the payers that I'm watching, and I say, Gewalt, you see how moldy they're getting? Or they're beginning to dry up? Normally, it would take more than a year for it to get as bad as this. No question, something is very wrong if the Shomer should sell it. He sells it through a bezin, but we want to sell it. I want the Bailim to have something when they come back to pick it up. No one argues on this. Vav, they sell it. I take a look, let's say, after a half year, and I see, okay, it's decaying, but it always does. It always goes down a little bit. But it's less than what it would take in a year for this to decay. If I go with the normal amounts of how payers lose their value. Everybody holds, don't sell it. Case three, and here's where the machlokes is. Come back after a half year to check on these payers that I'm watching. Say it's after 6 months, and I say, this is decaying what would normally take a year to decay. It's not going faster than that. It's not going slower than that. But who knows what's going to be by the end of the year. Here there's a machloikis in the Tanakama and Reb Shem Ben Gamliel. Let's see our mission inside. Hamafkid Peiros, if someone deposits Peiros or Tfua Eitzel Chaveri by his friend, let's say he gave it him for a year. Part of the Shmira is to guard it. I have to guard it. It shouldn't be stolen. I have to guard it. I have to keep an eye on it and see what's happening to it. Now, Afil Hein Avud, even if I see, the mice are getting to it. It's rotting. It's getting moldy. Half a year passed, and I see what's happening over here. Normally it would take a year. The Gemara gives us a shear. 9 half a kav per kor of chitin. The Gemara gives an exact shear. But that's what it is. Normally what would take a year for it to go down, it already happened in a half a year. Despite that, lo yigaben. The Shomer is told, don't touch it. Don't sell it. The Bailam come, here it's yours. Now the Chayyim, why shouldn't I sell it? Let's say today it's worth 99, tomorrow it's worth 98, then it's worth 97. So by the time the Bailam come, it'll be worth 90. Why shouldn't I rather give him the 99? Oh, I sold it when it was worth 99. And the answer is, it's a psychological thing. A person would rather have one kav of something that he worked for, his payrus that he worked on, more so than 9 kav that he purchases. So we're being mashaya what the rotzen of the bile is. And the rotzen of the bile is, don't touch those payrus, I worked on it. Unless we see it's deteriorating much more, so much more than the normal amount. What would normally take more than a year is already gone. After 6 months, then we assume under these circumstances, the Bailam would want you to sell it. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel argues on the Tanakam. He says, at the rate of, this is what would normally take for it to decay in a year, which is the 9 half a kav per kor, I say you should take action. Meichran, the nifka means the one who's watching the pekat. He should sell it b'fnei bezin, in other words, with the reshus of bezin, to make sure it gets the right price. You can't just take it for yourself. So that, here's the money for it. We're not sure. What did you do? Who knows what happened over here? Who knows if there really was a problem? You're like, we don't want to go there. You sell it. People watching over the sale. And the reason for this, says Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, is Ibnei Shehu, because this Shomer is Kemesh of Avei Delabailim. It says if he's selling the Peiros in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Shabbos Avei, because if I leave it the way it is now, the owner is going to have a lot less. So once again, if the Peiros are deteriorating, let's say in a half a year, more so than they would normally deteriorate in a year. Everybody holds the Shomer should sell it. If I look at it and I say, let's say after half a year, no, it's not deteriorating so much the way normal payers would go down in value in a year, don't sell it. But if I look at it, let's say after a half a year, and I say, normally it would go down like this over a year. Now it already happened after half a year. Here's the machlokes. Tanakama says, don't sell it because a person would still rather have his own. Shem Megamil says, no, sell it because it is Kemeshev Aveda La Bailam.